Now it's time for our speaker. Today we have Bernadette Cutarna. She's a music therapist accredited with the Canadian Association for Music Therapy and is a fellow with the Association for Music and Imagery. She holds a master's degree in applied psychology music therapy through Antioch University, focusing on cross-cultural use of the Bonnie method of guided imagery and music and nonverbal communication with individuals who use alternative means of communication. Bernadette has been a practicing music therapist for 37 and a half years. She is now a community music therapy in Saskatchewan. Glenn, or Bernadette. Thanks. Use that one.
Good morning, and thank you very much for inviting me. I think Hillary was probably the person who suggested. No, okay. I'm not sure how I got here. Neither does Alan know, but that's okay. I have been here before a couple of times, once with our Real Antidepressant Popular Theater Group, and it's always a pleasure to be here. What I want to focus on today is depth psychology in music, and specifically the Bonnie method of guided imagery in music. In the 37 years that I've been working as a music therapist in a variety of situations and the like, including outside of depth psychology, spirituality always comes into it. A few weeks ago, a young teenager who has been struggling came with a Bible. I have no idea where she got the Bible. I never talked to people about religion and spirituality, but it happens. When I worked in psychiatry, it always happened that someone would start talking about something that has to do with their inner lives. So today I'd like to just very briefly introduce you to Bonnie method of guided imagery and music, and we're going to have a brief musical experience as a group. It won't be the same as if you were working in this model on an individual basis, but just to give you a little bit of a sense of what it's like. There is a part in this that I'm going to be quoting. Thank you, Hillary, for choosing your songs. This is a beautiful song, Now Let Us Sing. I've often said I'd like to have your hymn book. I think I'm going to buy it. It's got so many good things in it. But it says, sing to the power of faith within, hope within, the love within, the joy within. I want you to remember one of those, because in a few minutes I'm going to ask you to remember one of those. Sing to the power of faith, hope, love, or joy within. Okay, that's a beautiful hymn. Maybe you could sing it again. Okay. Helen Bonney, I had the opportunity to do my training with her. She's has passed away a few years ago, but she was a violinist and was very interested in what happens with music within. She was involved as a music therapist with the experiments at the Maryland Psychiatric Center. When they were doing LSD experiments and experiences, trying to find a way of helping people who are struggling with something, either in the mental health area or within their own lives. And she was the person who was assigned to do relaxation before people went into the LSD experience. One day, while someone was waiting for a partner to be finished their experiences, they used to last all day, 8 to 12 hours, she suggested to this person, I think it was a woman, to just sit down or lie down and listen to some music. Well, the woman began to talk about the images that occurred to her as the music was playing. And the images were very vivid. And the woman was able to remember them after she was finished listening to this music. This was the same music that they used for relaxation. People who went through the LSD experiences did not remember the images and the experiences that they had, but they had also did have flashbacks. That was one of the problems with LSD, was flashbacks, some of which were positive and many which were negative. But it was an experience that went into the depth of people. So Helen, and being an astute woman and a musician and a music therapist, began to realize that this was something that she could offer to the world, and she did. The whole idea of how can you listen to music that is really deep and powerful and be able to use the images as a way of making some transformational changes in one's life. So I'm going to read to you just very briefly two little sections here of what she had said about music and spirituality. The first one is this. The impetus for a spiritual life often begins with an escape from boredom, a need for change, a need for growth. People become dissatisfied with materialism. They become discouraged, depressed, and perhaps ill. They want to escape the me-ism, which has been prevalent in recent years. Spirituality means thinking of others, an acceptance of each day of one's life, and a habit of gratitude for everything. Spirituality means a need to go deep inside. I think people have a natural desire to dig down within themselves to investigate their basic belief structures. Support for this comes through faith. This is why people are becoming more interested in spirituality today. We're all spiritual. It's the deepest part of ourselves. And this is just a little bit about what's the relationship between spirituality and the therapeutic process. And certainly in any medical models, you don't talk about spirituality. Even though it comes up all the time, and certainly in my work. Let me start with the therapeutic process. I'm quoting Helen again. One might use the well-known adage, what goes in must come out, to describe the therapeutic process. As therapists, we're looking for what went in, hints and indications of how our past experiences have become fixed within us. Such stored memories mixed with present events become a stew, an emotional hothouse. This mixture of memories and feelings constitute a unique recipe that influences a person's judgment and current responses to life demands. Therapeutically, our task is to discover the recipe and then help the client untangle and make sense of this stew that has been lodged in the unconscious. There's lots more to say that she says. What happens with the guided imagery and music is that stuff that's inside all of us in some way, shape, or form is able to come out in a way that is controlled by one's own psyche. And it's the idea that there's a resistance sometimes to something that you don't want to touch base with. We all experience that. Somebody says something to us, and we don't believe it. We resist it, even though it might be really true about ourselves. But this is something that's very person-centered, and that the images that occur are happens within each of ourselves. So I have some handouts for you, and I'm going to leave them over here, and you can pick them up after. But the basic thing that happens in a guided imagery and music session is that you do a relaxation. Then you do something that will focus attention. There's some music to listen to, and you explore the imagery that may occur. And then after, there are a number of ways of integrating insights through some mandalas or through some writing, through sometimes people go for a walk. People sometimes do movement with even sometimes the music that they listen to in the session as a way of dealing with the images and beginning to use the images for one's own growth and transformation. Okay, so you'll have a chance to work to read this, but it's basically what we're going to do today is I'm going to suggest a relaxation thing. I'm going to do a very simple relaxation thing, suggested to you, do your own. And if it's something that you don't want to do, don't do it. It's totally up to you. Then I'm going to give you a suggestion. I've already given it to you. I would like you to focus on that. Sing to the power of hope, faith, love, joy within. One of those. So think of one of those. I'm going to ask you to think about that. And then the music's going to start. And when the music begins, allow whatever images come to you to come to you. Today we won't be doing a processing after. I'm going to suggest that you go home if you have some images. I'll be here for a little while. I'd be happy to hear about them. But you can also go home and do some writing or do some drawing or something as a way of processing them. And then we'll have a brief conversation following the music here as part of the process. Let's see, what else is there to think about? Oh yes, I have to, just because this is not a therapeutic situation, just request that you take responsibility for your own images and the like. And if there's something that's coming up for you that you know that is not a time to deal with now, you just gently push it away, because you can also do that, and that's a very important part of the guided imagery and music stuff, is to push something away if it's too strong for you or it's something that you don't want to be dealing with at this point. Imagery. Let's just briefly talk about imagery. You think that imagery is only a visual kind of thing. Well, it isn't. There's just think of all your senses: olfactory, gustatory, tactile, kinesthetic, proprioceptive, movement. You know, anything can be an image. Images can be memories. It can be feelings. Images can be noetic. That sense, we've all had it. That sense, you know something, but you can't put it to words yet. Is something, so that those are different kinds of images that can occur. The other thing is, because you're going to have just a very brief taste of this, you might say, oh, I hate that music, it's terrible. See if you can push the music out if you want, and have a short rest or something like that. Maybe you'll fall asleep with the music, and that sometimes happens, and maybe you just needed a nap. So whatever occurs with your experience in listening to this music is fine. Okay? So, does anyone have any questions or comments? Okay. So, I'm going to put these here for you to take following. It's more of a depth explanation of the process here. But I'm going to ask you to make yourself as comfortable as one can in the pew that you are. I don't know, if you want to lie down on the floor, that's good too. Close your eyes. And just allow your shoulders, pull your shoulders down and let go. Move your elbows and let go. Move your knees and let go. Stretch your fingers, let go. Stretch your feet away from your body and let go. Push your body into the back of the bench. Let go, allowing the seat to hold you. Push your feet into the floor and let go, allowing the floor to hold you. Become aware of your breath. As you breathe in and out, take an even deeper breath in and out. And as you go in, taking a breath, as you breathe in, breathe in one of the faith, hope, love, joy. And as you breathe out, just allow everything to move out. Breathing in faith, hope, love, and joy. And just let go. Continue the deep breathing with whichever one is important to you. And then as the music begins, it's about 6 minutes long, as the music begins, just allow that breathing to go into the music with you, always breathing in and then out with faith, hope, love, or joy. Thank you. Okay, just take a moment to be with your images. And then become aware of the room. You're sitting on a bench. And bring your awareness back into this room. Okay. That was very short. Did anyone have a sense of having some images and the like? You did? Yeah. Visual images or I forgot to mention auditory images or any of those kind of things? I'm sorry?
We usually use the microphone when we're talking back and forth. So
good idea.
So anyway, mine were very much visual.
Uh-huh.
Ocean waves crashing and pictures of people more than anything.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Anybody? Yeah.
I had ocean too. Funny, mine was calm. And lots of green and new growth. And massive, peaceful sky. So lots of peaceful images.
Uh-huh.
I chose the power of love. And no matter what I do, I go back to one image. Everything else just kind of flits by, except there's this one incredibly powerful image of the day I met my 12-day-old grandson. And it isn't just visual, it's just overwhelming. And it is sound of a baby cooing, it is the birds chirping outside in Bermuda, it is everything. And every time I try to move away, I go back to this one central image because it was the purest love I thought I had ever experienced.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Anybody have any images that were like sensations, feeling, or movement? Yeah.
I had two things happening. One was that I saw visual images of mountains, but the other one that I had was a desire to dance, and I guess it was partly the rhythm in the music, and I really wanted to, and joy was the one that I was concentrating on, was expressing joy through dance.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a big dancer, so uh-huh. This is kind of interesting.
So we've heard love and joy were some of the images, yeah. Mine was hope. I didn't go into the experience for obvious reasons, but the music brought up the word hope, which is a pretty central theme to a lot of what I think and feel and do.
Yes, sorry, I forgot to mention mine was hope.
Ah.
And so that's why, you know, the hope for having a calmer world, I guess, and rebirth and renewable growth and healthy communities and all of that.
Thank you for this. I've always been interested in this, and I've never really known very much about it, but I always thought, I'd be really, that uh-huh. must be good, you know. Anyway, I didn't have any of the kinds of images of nature or whatever that I thought I might have. Mine was an interior landscape. And it was sort of an interior landscape, and it just, my philosophy of life was being explored, sort of. And I started with joy as the one I picked, but I thought, I can't stay with that one. And then I went through them all, and I wound up with faith, sort of as a foundation, And the others seem to grow out of your faith that things will. No doubt the world is unfolding as it should. Anyway, and it went on from there, and it wove, and the certain parts of the music were providing structure, and there were sad, it was really emotional. There were sad parts in there. There were joyful parts. There were parts that were playful. I mean, that music actually took us through a whole range of emotions, at least for me. So anyway, that's interesting, but the only physical image other than this sort of like a nebula in space where the planets and the stars are born, it was just kind of like that, but the other image was of dancing. Yeah.
Anybody have any general comments?
My name is Myris Becker. What I was concerned about is the music that really turns me on is mostly the old composers and going to the Messiah and things like that. It's the Christian music is enough to make you a Christian. It's so beautiful as a rule. But how did music start? Did the ancient people just hear the warbling of the birds and the running brooks and found that pleasant? But then music can make you feel aggressive too, because they used it marching into battle and to turn them on and being really aggressive, like the bagpipes and the drums and so forth and so on. So how does that always amazes me.
Yeah, I remember years ago there was something on the radio. It actually horrified me. They had arrested a young teenager and put him in solitary confinement somewhere, playing classical music in order to relax him. And I thought, that's horrible. That person who chose that music was really off base. That's not going to relax. It was probably torture for a teenager who probably listened to rock music, something with a rhythm. You know, that's probably what was needed to help him calm down. But yeah, we've talked a lot about that over the years as music therapists, is the music that has been used to lead people to battle, to lead people, unfortunately, in the Holocaust, you know, all that kind of stuff is just to their deaths. You know, that's there. And that's music has its, like everything, it has its shadow side. And it's side that is, shadow side can be either beautiful or ugly, you know. And that's really true, yeah. And that comes up in the guided imagery and music work. People have experienced trauma. The GIM is used with people who have experienced trauma of different sorts. There are always contraindications. You have to be careful about what you do and, you know, what kind of music and all that kind of stuff. But the music can touch base on that kind of stuff, and that's where the work happens, you know. It's not used just for people with trauma, but there's the possibilities of some good work occurs, and there's also those contraindications. You're absolutely right. Yeah? What do we listen to? You know, what's on the radio, what's on the TV? What's on the radio, what's on the TV, what's out there? What happens to people when they listen to it? You know, even the music they use for these games, you know, these video games and things like that. I hear it all the time. Kids bring it in, you know. So, but our time is pretty well finished, I think. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you. And please do pick up a handout. And all the best to everyone. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Bernadette.